This week's parasha begins, Re'ei anoichi noisim lefneichem hayoim brachu kolola. See that today I'm putting before you bracha and kolola. So several ha'aras on this first pasuk. Number one, what does it mean that I'm putting before you today, hayoim, brachu kolola? I mean, if you want to say it's going on har grizim and har evil, which the pasuk will say later, that's not today. That says, V'hayiki v'yacha Hashem alekecha el ha'aretz. That's in the future, it's not today. So what's hayyim? The Zayar says hayyim is referring to Rosh Hashanah, but if you don't want to learn the pasuk ha'pisayid, what does hayyim mean? Next, it says, Re'ei anoichi noisim lefneichem hayyim bracha uklala. It says, I'm giving you today bracha uklala. Now, l'chaira, this shouldn't be bracha and klala. This should be bracha or klala. Like the pasuk goes on to say, you get the bracha asher tishmuel mitzvos Hashem va klala im lois tishmuun. It's an either or choice. In fact, the Targum Yonasan says, Dana mesader kad meichain yoim adein brachasa v'chilufa, bracha and its opposite. So then it's for sure an or. It's a linear choice. So what do you mean, bracha uklala, bracha and klala? And finally, what does Rashi mean in the first Rashi? Re'ei anoichi noisein bracha uklala ha'amureis bar grizim v'har evil, that are going to be said in har grizim and har evil. Well, that will be later. What does that have to do with re'ei anoichi noisein lefneichem hayoim? What does that have to do with anything? The pasuk goes on to say, perhaps, pshat in all of this is as follows. That a lot of times we find in life that a person has certain tchunos. A person is, so to speak, blessed with certain kaiches, and it's a double-edged sword. It's two sides of the same coin. For instance, a person could be an extremely compassionate person. That could be his bracha, and that could be his klala. A person can be extremely ambitious. That could be his bracha, and that could be his klala. If he harnesses it and uses his bracha properly, whatever talents or challenges the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him, that can be his bracha. Or, if a person fails, that gift which he has in abundance from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it could be money, it could be talent, it could be personality, it could be thought processes, it could be anything. But we find very often it's mamish, the same item that can cause a person to be ultimately successful, or it can cause the same person to be a miserable failure. And that's what it means. Bracha uklala. I'm putting in front of you today your talents, your kaiches, your capabilities, your abilities, your personality, with which you will do either the mitzvahs or the averis. But it can very well be the same thing, bracha uklala. And that's perhaps what it means, hayoim. I'm placing this in front of you today, as if to say, it's not permanent bracha or permanent klala. If it would just be talking about mitzvahs and averis, well, that's not hayoim, that's forever. Something that's terrible and avera is terrible forever, not just hayyim. Something that's great is great forever, not just hayyim. What it's saying is that when a person is, so to speak, blessed with certain midas, it's a daily thing. Today, is this person going to use his bounty from the Ribbono Shel Olam for bracha or for klala? Today, is a person going to harness the kaychas that the Ribbono Shel Olam invested him? Today, is a person going to be able to deal with the challenges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them? Every day, it's hayoim bracha klala. And perhaps that's what Rashi means when it says, Re'ei, look at har grizim and har evil. Now, it's an interesting thing, har grizim and har evil. If a person's ever been to Shechem, to that area, and seen Har Grizim and Har Evil, it's taka very, very stark. If you go to Nepal, and you see Mount Everest and K2, two mountains next to each other, as far as I'm concerned, they look the same. You know, listen, they're two very tall mountains in Nepal, and the conditions that prevail on one prevail on the other. If you go to the Rocky Mountains, one mountain looks like the next. It's a mountain range. If you go to Har Gerizim and Har Eval, you see mamish the starkness. One mountain is green and one mountain isn't. One mountain grows and one mountain doesn't. Pliatsuma. What it's trying to show is that sometimes something could be in the same place, geographically similar, blessed with the same geography, yet it can be Har Gerizim and Har Eval. And that's perhaps the message the Pasuk is trying to tell us. Re'eh anoichi nois lefneichem, says Rashi, look at Har Gerizim and Har Eval. Hayoim, it's a daily battle. Bracha uklala, it's both bracha and klala, referring to the gifts that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a person or the challenge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person, that it's mamish two sides of the same coin. And perhaps that's what the Pasuk means.